Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We'll get into more Disney Plus later. Did anybody check it out yesterday?
I didn't get a chance to.
Did you find the cave? You were talking about it, and then you.
No, you know, I'm not the one that will cave. I don't have any of the streaming services in my name. My wife is the one that's on the Hulu and the Netflix and all that stuff.
Is she excited?
I don't know if she knows about it.
You don't know if she knows about Disney Plus?
She's not a pop culture, social media type. So the stuff that would generally come your way or get punched in the face with just on a daily basis, she may not know about it. Honest to God.
I realized yesterday, I got swept up in the excitement. Yeah. You know, like everybody else. I was, you know, everybody except for your wife. you know what I mean? Right. But like where it seemed like everybody.
Yeah.
It seemed like everybody was worked up about Disney Plus. Because I love Disney.
Yeah.
I love Disney as much as anybody. And then I went, there's nothing there for me. Except for The Mandalorian. I'm interested. Yeah. Did anybody watch that? Did you watch Disney Plus yesterday, didn't you?
I did not.
Oh, you did not?
No.
I saw you on social media and I was totally under the impression that you were like, yeah, man. You know, once the day finally calmed down, you're like, settled in. Well, we'll talk, you know what? We'll talk about it a little bit later on. And it's to get people's feelings on it.
See, part of me is like, it's only $6.99. And then if you do the $12.99, mm-hmm. you get the ESPN Plus and the and Hulu with it. And I'm like, it's only this, but you know, it just adds up.
I thought about getting it. My parents were in town. They left last night and we were just sitting around the house yesterday afternoon. I thought about getting it so I could teach my mom how to use it. Cause she's got grandkids and they're always at the house. Like she's like babysitter. And so I thought about teaching her how to do it because she does not know how to work any of the smart TVs or anything like that. And they have one of the Rokus. I just feel like she's going to buy it and not know what she's doing and then screw it up somehow.
I immediately stopped when Kayla goes, yeah, teach my mom how to use it. She's got grandkids. And I thought, do you ever get that pressure?
Oh, all the time.
Not to shift gears on this, but you get pressure about giving her grandkids?
Yeah, they'll make a comment and I'll go back and be like, well, it's a good thing that I don't want kids. And then she's like, well, that's just now. And I go, why aren't you getting it? Like, Why are you so dug in? I don't see it in my life right now.
Right now, that's what her point is. Because a lot of women, and I'm not a woman, obviously.
I get that.
That clock starts going, I need to have a baby. I need to have a baby. I need to have a baby.
True story. I'm a great dad. I really am. I'm a good dad. I'm a great uncle. I'm great with kids and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, it was just like, oh, crap, it's too late for this, isn't it? Man, I kind of missed the window,
the train
didn't
left
I?
The just, station on that one, buddy.
How about that? Well, honestly, after when, you know, because Amy and I met later in life, like I'm ready to,
right.
like I'm ready to kick the bucket. no, but as adults, we made a conscious decision. We were like, yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if I did have that damn Disney Plus, I would.
Yep, absolutely.
I would. Also, was it really as bad, the glitchy part? Was it really as bad as everybody? It seemed on social media like it was a big deal. But then you find, well, there were like over 7,000 complaints. And I'm like, out of 53 bajillion people on the planet, 7,000, that doesn't seem like
Sounds solid.
that doesn't sound like a lot. Well, anyway, just... Another thing. and then I saw where another guy, you were talking about how you're not going to pay for all that stuff. He's like, yeah, I cut the cord and this, I have what I have. I have what I like and I'm good. And he's like, I'm paying like $50.
I wish I could get away with that. Cause see, I had the full, you know, DirecTV thing because I want to watch the Golden Knights or I want to do, and if I get rid of it, I won't be able to see games.
Oh yeah, how do you watch the? If you cut the cord, how do you watch the Knights?
So
there's
I'm paying
be an
for
app
that.
For that, right?
NHL TV.
Yeah,
that's expensive though. I know that for a fact. Right. By the way, go Knights, go! At home tonight against the Blackhawks. Try and get things, work back around and on there. Did you know we've never lost to the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are they a bad team? Are they like? Are we just that good?
Both.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We're just talking about, you know, Disney Plus. Now add that on to everything else that if you are, you know, if you do want to get special content now, there's so many different places that you have to go.
Right.
And they're doing it smart. And especially, you know, honestly, ESPN and Disney Plus, they've got stuff that you can't get other places. And you're like,
yeah. Oh,
I got to have that. You know what I mean? Like ESPN is doing a thing with Peyton Manning that's going to get me to cave on the ESPN Plus is being able to watch the Peyton Manning thing where he does this thing called Peyton's Places. Peyton Manning's a guy from Nationwide commercials.
Yeah.
Papa John's commercials. Yeah. You form a quarterback and he does this stuff where he goes around to different venues and talks to different people. And I'm like, man, I really want to see this. But honestly, it really is. Now it's hard. It's just hard to keep up.
The future of streaming is here, and we've never had so many great services to choose from. Now you can watch Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus. And now introducing Amazon Prime Plus Plus. That's Amazon Prime Plus Hulu, but not Hulu Plus. Got it? Good. And if streaming's a must, forget the fuss and sign up for HBO Now. The H stands for plus. Try the bundle. Disapplix Prime Plus for just 4,000 euros a month, plus tax, plus shipping. Plus, now call for a free month. Dial plus 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 plus.
Yeah, why did everybody decide to get on the plus band? Like, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
22 days until Toy Drive. 3 weeks from tomorrow, Toy Drive happening. Anybody else get the idea? Because, like, today's going to be 76. We might have some clouds, all of that. Anybody else feel like we're going to get just hit right between the eyes weather-wise at Toy Drive?
I get that feeling every single year, though, like right before. Because the weather, as we've noted before, has usually changes the week before, and it gets a little more drastic.
It's a jet stream thing.
Yeah.
Is it? Because you're really interested in that stuff, and obviously you would be because you're living on a scaffold.
Right?
But in general, weather that you may over the years have gone, this is typically how it works.
It's because of Toy Drive. Now I'm interested in how it all works. But yeah, basically the jet stream will shift, and then we literally get right in this trough where the weather comes down from Alaska and then through Washington and Oregon,
yeah,
and Northern California, and then it makes a little bit of a left. And heads through Northern Nevada and drills us if we're going to get stuff.
Well, you know, and that's how it works. You know, God says, hey, you want to do a Christmas-type toy drive for kids? Yeah, we got to make it feel like Christmas.
Sure, sure, why not? Knights play Chicago tonight at the Fortress. Rebels dumped another one in overtime. I say dumped. That's not fair. New team, guys kind of getting to know each other. They've played two really good teams back, really good, better than most. Teams back. It's not like they're playing Southwest North Dakota State Minot.
Yeah. We've all heard
freshman
of, yeah.
team.
We've all heard of California. We've heard of Cal.
We've heard of Cal.
Kansas State.
Yeah. So and they'll play UCLA on Friday, and then UNLV's homecoming game is this Saturday against Hawaii. Nice.
Yep.
Which will be, listen, if you're a Rebel fan, get to Sam Boyd Stadium. Two reasons.
Yeah.
Number one, there's only two Rebel football games at Sam Boyd. Secondly, I hate to say it, but chances are strong there's going to be more of them than there are of us. If you're a Rebel fan, there's going to be a lot of Hawaii fans at Sam Boyd Saturday. So, you know, just stay. It's a 1 o'clock game, so go out in the afternoon. It'll be fun. Still got time to do other stuff. You can go tailgate a little, have a good time. You're tailgating, yes?
Always and forever. I'll always tailgate for Rebels.
Kayla rarely makes it to the game, but she tailgates every single time.
No joke. I have not made it to one game this year, but you bet your ass I'm at the tailgate.
Very nice.
Is Kayla here? Yeah, she's here.
She's about 400 yards that way.
It's honest to God. Is Kayla here? Yeah. Is she coming in?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I love preachy writing. You can learn a lot about yourself by how you respond to this. Can you? I don't know. There's a story going viral right now. It's bringing out strong opinions on social media. 21-year-old woman named Abigail Gibson. She's a student at Ball State University in Indiana, and she's adorable. Her parents love her so much, you can tell. One of her closest friends recently dumped her boyfriend after she found out that he cheated on her. Abigail's boyfriend, the first girl we were talking about, Abigail's boyfriend, 21-year-old guy named Max. Max bought flowers for Abigail's friend to cheer her up. He asked Abigail before he did it. Abigail says her friend was so happy to get the flowers that, quote, it almost made her cry. But the internet did not see it that way. After Abigail tweeted about it, the story goes viral. Lots of people weighed in on how they would not want their significant other buying flowers to somebody else. One woman tweeted, yeah, my boyfriend will not be giving my best friend flowers. And that particular tweet has gotten 80,000 likes.
Wow.
Is it wrong to buy flowers for your girlfriend's friend to cheer her up after her boyfriend cheated on her and they broke up? 702-364-9898. First pick right now.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Got a shot at winning Mariah Carey tickets for All I Want for Christmas Is You, the residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. We have tickets for the show on November 22nd. It's weird to me to say November and think that it's this month.
The middle of the month, too.
That's what I was going to say, too, is that it's weird to go, yeah, that's next Friday. Yeah. November 22nd.
Wow.
Going by quick.
Bizarre. Toy Drive, 3 weeks from tomorrow. Alessia Cara, pair of tickets to go see her Friday night, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, or if you want to go see the new John Cena movie, Playing with Fire, we have tickets for that. So this girl, Abigail, her friend found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her. They broke up. She was upset. Abigail's boyfriend, Max, bought flowers for Abigail's friend to cheer her up.
Yeah.
He asked Abigail before he did it, and that's the part for me. What's the problem?
Right.
Internet has gone sideways. Chris, can or is it wrong to buy boyfriends for your girlfriend's friend to cheer her up?
No. My best friend and I lived together for almost 7 years, and my husband would have done the exact same.
I'm looking for the person that disagrees with this.
In this scenario, there's no problem with it.
Right. Not at all. Again, Taylor and Henderson, it's okay, right?
I have to think it is okay, because earlier I'm pretty sure I heard you say that he asked his girlfriend beforehand,
yeah,
and if she was okay with it, it only makes sense. But in today's culture, we've got such jealous people that if you're confident with your man and he asked you before and it's your best friend, what's the problem?
Right. That's the key to it. That's the full key to it right there. She knows about it. Now, if he doesn't ask his girlfriend and he just goes ahead and does it, that's shady, right?
Yep.
I'm still okay with that. He has one obligation here, regardless of asking the girlfriend or not asking the girlfriend.
And what's that?
He has to sign both their names on the card.
That was my question, too.
That would be helpful. Right. I thought that would be, and that would be nice.
It would be weird if she got the flowers. It was just from him, not from them.
Right.
Let's go back to Taylor. Right? Taylor seems rational. Taylor, isn't it weird though that they came just from him, regardless?
Well, it bounces back to the idea if you're confident enough with your spouse. Like I agree with signing your name twice. Signing both your names, yeah. But, like, again, it's a confidence issue. It's a trust issue. You got to trust them. But, yeah. I mean, most people would think, yeah, your first thought, it is pretty shady. But
yeah. Here's another thing.
And they're both 21, which is also, you know what I mean? It's just, that doesn't inspire confidence.
Yeah.
The type of flower is also very important to consider. You're not buying roses for her.
You're buying
carnations, and the generic white carnations is what you're buying.
Which are the ones that you buy that say, let's do it, but don't tell my girlfriend?
I don't know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Helps if you turn this thing on. We're going to play Mariah Match Game in just a little bit.
Okay.
So you can win Mariah Carey tickets for All I Want for Christmas Is You. The residency a week from Friday is what we have tickets for. So block out your calendar. We're going to play probably around 7:15-ish. Set a bunch of alarms in your phone or just keep listening all the way through. It would be really great if you would just listen all the
Absolutely.
Way through.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
but
that.
But 7:15 would be good. Lizzo tickets, 9 o'clock this morning. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Okay, we've given you plenty of advance warning. So whatever sort of, sinister dealings you have to do to be getting out of whatever you're supposed to be doing at 9 o'clock this morning. You know what I'm saying? We've given you plenty of time. And again, set an alarm in your phone.
Okay.
And if you can't listen, if you're not near a radio, you can listen on radio.com. Set the alarm like a second early. Yeah. You know, like a minute early. Because isn't there like a 20-second delay? Some on radio.com. I never know.
I never know how long it is or what it does.
There are those who've actually said that the that radio.com is ahead of what we're doing, which is weird. Because you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because I mean, between what we do and what comes out on your radio, it's like 20 seconds anyway. So that would mean it's lightning fast on radio.
Oh, no, they believed it was even more than that.
Wow.
Yeah, which
really?
which is odd. Because
radio.com knows possible. What we're going to say before we're going to say it.
I don't know how the space time continuum works, but. Jeopardy James Holzhauer, won his semifinal match last night in the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. He gets to take on Emma Betcher, who's the one who beat him.
Right.
See, it's happening either Thursday or Friday. My guess is they'll drag it out to Friday.
Yeah.
But just stay close. If you're into that, and if you're like me, like I meant to watch this Tournament of Champions because I wanted to see James.
Yeah.
Again, and I'm just, I keep her. So now you can do it. Are we on board with John Legend as sexiest man alive, Kayla?
I will definitely agree with that. He's a sexy man.
Is he the sexiest man alive?
He is definitely the sexiest man alive, right?
I think
now.
We can all stipulate sexy man.
He's sexy.
You know what's funny? I never looked at him as being sexy. And then obviously People Magazine does a photo shoot with him. And he kind of reminds me, I'm like, you are very hot. And then he does like this little...
So leading up to the sexiest man alive, you wouldn't have picked him. But now that you see the sexiest man alive shoot, you go, this makes sense.
I'm buying in.
I've gone back and forth because obviously Chrissy Teigen, who he's married to, thinks he's the sexiest man alive. But then I had that kind of, you know, of course you're going to say that. So I've gone, you know, I've looked at him a little different because she's been so big on that. But, you know. It's his wife. She's supposed to say.
She's supposed to say things like that.
John Legend, sexiest man alive?
Nah, I disagree. But
who's your choice?
I didn't think Blake Shelton was sexiest man alive either. Who would I throw up there? I don't know. But I can see why John Legend was chosen because of his actions, which make him very attractive.
I see why. I don't know. The actions are a little less for me. I don't like getting preached to by Hollywood.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't care about Hollywood's politics and stuff like that. But he's a good dude.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about politics. Oh, okay. I'm talking about just being a good guy in general makes him attractive.
Yeah.
He's literally the most liked guy in Hollywood by everyone.
And I think it's a perfect pick for right now. That's what they went for.
Yes.
He's politically active. He's got a wife that's strong. He's got a family. And he's a piano player and a writer and all
so
that.
So along with Sexiest Man Alive, he's got a new title. And he has a new pair of booty shorts that were presented to him by Blake Shelton last night on The Voice.
So you already came into this show with an EGOT.
Yes.
And then you won The Voice, so it became a VGOT.
Okay.
Now you have
a VGOTSMA.
Oh, the VGOTSMA. Congratulations, buddy.
A VGOTSMA.
I don't know what to say. I want to thank People, of course, People Magazine, but mostly I want to thank Blake Shelton because I sat next to him for the last few months and I learned his sexy ways.
And now he's got the denim booty shorts to prove it that say awesome. VGOTSMA on
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Now I get it. Not everybody loves Adam Sandler. We love Adam Sandler very, very much.
Good dude.
Not just the 20 grand that he donated over 2 years to Toy Drive, 10 grand a couple of times each. Yep. Even he really meant it. Remember when he was doing shows? Where was that at? Chelsea?
Chelsea, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, come and hang out. afterwards. And he really meant come and hang out. Not like, here, take a picture, get out of here. He was like, can I get beers or something? Yeah. We were all like, no, no. And then we realized later he meant it.
Yep.
Super good dude. So to that end, it seems like everybody, because not everybody loves Adam Sandler, but it feels like people who know him love him. And that includes, oddly enough, Brad Pitt. So the two of them sat down for this thing that Brad's doing on with Variety called Actors on Actors. And Brad tells this amazing Adam Sandler story.
You were at NYU, and it was an acting coach, I believe, or acting professor.
Acting professor, yeah.
They took you out for a beer. He kindly said to you, think about something else.
Exactly.
Listen, you got a heart, but you don't have it. Right. Choose another path. This is why it's my favorite Adam Sandler story, and I think it says a lot about you. That you ran into him at the height, you know, when you're getting the ultimate payday, right, and you're with a bunch of friends, and you run into him out at a bar. Anyone would think that's the opportunity where you go, you rub it in his face. What you did was you introduced him to your friends, and you said, this is the only teacher to ever buy me a beer.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
That's awesome.
So funny.
It's just classy, bigger person.
Yeah.
It dovetails along with something that really stuck with me. That somebody said yesterday, be good to yourself. Yeah. Watch yourself talk. Be good to other people and work hard. The rest of it will sort itself out. I just thought it was great, and it just kind of goes along with that right there. Adam Sandler could have just stuck it to this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Remember and instead, me?
Yeah. And instead, he introduces him as the only teacher to ever buy me a beer. That's I don't
so
know.
Funny.
It worked for me. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
And this is 98.5 KLUC and the radio.com app. It's always a good day in Las Vegas, but it's so heading into our third season now, how many times have we played Chicago? Five? Probably
six?
I think
so. Sure. Five.
We've
sure.
never lost to them.
Nope.
So hopefully that will continue tonight.
Yes.
At 702-364-9898, we need to talk Disney Plus.
Okay.
None of us in this room took the plunge. I thought Lil Jess might. Are you going to today?
Or in the near future? We already have a membership for it, a free one. I don't know how we got it, but
sweet.
Yeah. But no, I didn't have time. I was stuck at my son's basketball tryouts for like 2 hours. By the time we made it home, I was exhausted.
God, can we talk about that just for a second?
Yep.
It wasn't, now you weren't trying, well, they didn't allow you to watch tryouts.
Yeah, the coach was like, I'm sorry, we're going to have to ask you to leave. We don't let parents stay for tryouts because it intimidates the children.
You don't need to watch tryouts.
I was just going to hang out. I wasn't actually there to watch it. I broke out the intercom medical benefits thing to read while I was there.
Sure.
Because I wasn't really going to pay attention. I just wanted to be in the same room to support my son.
Right. But
no parents at tryouts.
No parents at tryouts.
Oh, okay.
And not because there's just that one parent that's always going to be a jackass about it. So no parents.
Yeah, I watch tryouts. How could you cut my kid?
Comment on how bad or good the coach is.
It is the one parent that ruins it for everyone. So I mean, I guess I agree to a certain extent. But like she said, she's not going to do anything. Just sit in the corner and be done.
But so then you ended up waiting a couple of, because you thought it was going to be
over
sooner.
I thought it was an hour.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, so I ended up waiting at the school. And then I didn't bring a jacket. It kept getting colder. And then it got dark. And then I was like, okay, let me go sit in the car. And then my mom, a bear thing, kicked in. I was like, what are they doing with my son? They haven't come out yet. Oh, my God.
Tryouts. I believe they're doing tryouts is what they're doing with your son. How did he do?
He came out really happy. And he said he felt like he did really well. So I was like, okay, good. Good job. So that's it.
That's fun. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, so here's we want to hear from somebody. None of us got on Disney Plus yesterday. I would have. I'm interested in this Mandalorian thing.
Other than that,
I was interested in all the classics. But from what I've been told, the classics, they had to put like a warning on there that was like, these depictions are very old thinking and yada to yada. When you went to go watch like Lady and the Tramp like and all,
yeah. Well, that's why Song of the South isn't on there, because it's just.
It's wrong.
It can't be. Uh-huh.
Dumbo. I'm sure there's parts of Dumbo that you, with the crows and stuff that you can't.
Right.
No, it's like, and it's like watching old Bugs Bunny cartoons. It's just, it was different
time.
Different time. People just kind of, you know, looked at stuff and went, yeah, that's not for me.
I just feel like it's like people know about it. You know what I mean? So like the idea that it's on there, I don't know. It makes me feel like it's wrong to watch it.
You're a bad person. If I watch Dumbo, I'm a bad person because of this.
Well, she went on and on about the Lizzie McGuire thing, so I thought that was the...
didn't have time yesterday to do it, unfortunately. But yes, no, we plan on buying it and subscribing and doing all that, absolutely.
So, okay, so there's a number of questions with this. What was the first thing you watched? How did it work for you? How long did you spend? Did it disrupt your life yesterday? Or even possibly today. Yes, I'm still watching. Because like this one story I'm looking at right now, the launch of Disney Plus was full of glitches. And it just goes to say all the negative stuff. Right. I did think this was interesting that Disney had to issue a statement saying the consumer demand for Disney Plus has exceeded our high expectations. Really? You should have believed. You didn't know?
Yeah, how did you not know that it was going to be massive?
Yeah.
But who,
And what was The Simpsons doing on Disney Plus? That's the other thing. I guess The Simpsons was in the wrong aspect ratio.
Okay.
So it was like cut off and weird. Like it didn't look right.
Huh.
Ah.
And I'm like, when did Disney pick up The Simpsons?
I don't know.
But we have a lot of questions. So we just want to, if you could, at 702-364-9898, just want to find out what you were doing and how Disney Plus works. 98.5 KLUC with Khalid.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Disney Plus debuted yesterday. Everything I saw, people loved it.
Yeah.
I didn't see all the people going, oh, it's awful. Although, JJ, you had a rough time, yeah?
Yeah, I did. I did actually get the free 7-day free trial, $6.99 a month after that. But for an hour straight, I tried to watch anything, and it said it was having technical difficulty, so I did not get to watch anything.
Wow, there were a lot of people that said
so
it would,
good.
And they said it would crash after you exited out of something.
Huh.
Oh, thank God, now I don't have to Google later. Keith, why are The Simpsons on Disney Plus?
Oh, it was because Disney acquired Fox earlier this year. And that's also why the X-Men cartoon is on there as well.
That's right.
So smart.
You are brilliant. Don't hang up, by the way. Because everybody who's on the phone right now gets Chet Buchanan Show shirt. So, cool, can we knock that out real good? Because I realized somebody said, hey, I realize you haven't given away shirts in a minute. We're like, oh, yeah. And then I walked by the big giant box of them earlier. Thank you to our buddies at Centennial Toyota. We appreciate you. Brandy, how long did you spend binging yesterday on Disney Plus?
Not as long as I wanted to.
And the question remains, how long was that?
I probably watched like maybe an hour and a half, and then the kids wanted to watch a movie, so I had to give in to them, or I would have never heard the end of it. So.
What was the very first thing you watched on Disney Plus?
Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Oh, I saw that in a timeline that they were some woman was so excited to introduce her kids to Boy Meets World.
By the way, that was me. No,
oh, that was you probably.
Can I tell you, they only show Boy Meets World like late night between like midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'll catch it on like Saturdays sometimes. So this makes me so excited that it's on Disney Plus.
Not anymore, dude.
Yeah,
you watch it whenever you want, anytime, anywhere.
Thank you.
On any device. You're welcome, Disney. Free plug. Hey, Juan, how did it work for you yesterday, Disney Plus?
Dude, honestly, it worked for me at like 10 o'clock the night before it even went on online.
Yep. Really?
That's awesome.
I saw a lot of people.
Somebody posted it like, oh, it's available like right now on like Apple, whatever. And I checked and it worked. And then I posted online, it's working. And everybody else was like, no, it's not working at all. I'm like, I got it, so I don't care.
What was the right? What was the very first thing you watched?
Honestly, the first thing I watched was The Mandalorian, because I've been waiting for it forever, and it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Here it's good.
Awesome. Dude, and after that, it was like, it's just been, you know, I literally learned how to speak English watching cartoons, like those cartoons. So yesterday I gave him a post that it was like me working at home on my illustrations, on my art, while my daughters were watching like Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, was like taking me back to like when I was a kid.
It's our boy Juan Muniz, who paints toy drive murals every year and does all the Little Night stuff. And you've seen his work around town and has been part of our family for, geez, 4 or 5 years now, at least.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. So how long did you end up binging? Did you just leave it on all day? Because he works out of his house.
I found out I could basically like put it on like a bunch of different devices. So I have it, you know, when the kids wanted to watch something, I just went in my room, watched it myself. My kid was watching like Captain Marvel. The other one was watching something else. And it's like,
awesome.
No, it's just been going nonstop.
That's great.
I forgot I had Netflix.
That's the thing. Shiny new toy, man. Yeah. Shiny new toy.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake me up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's time to match the stars. It's time for Mariah Match Game on the Jeff Buchanan Show. And in the event that we don't have any stars, which we don't, you can match us. Yeah. Introducing from the Chet Buchanan Show, ladies and gentlemen, you know her and you love her, Kayla.
Hey. Hi, friend.
Hello, friend. Also from the Chet Buchanan Show, you know him and love him, Spence. Woo! And the executive producer of the Chet Buchanan Show, Lil Jess.
Woo!
Who's our contestant today, please?
Hot Ryan from the Northwest.
How about that? Hi, Hot Ryan.
Good morning.
Scale of 1 to 10, how hot are you today?
Oh, like a 3.5 at best.
Really? Sorry.
Hot.
Oh, yeah. Up all night watching Disney Plus?
No, just slept really well and did not want to get out of bed.
Oh, good for you.
Happens.
See, I, you know what? Yeah, I was giving you a solid 8.5 just on principle.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right.
That'll get me through my day, probably.
I'm not sure. We were trying to decide just exactly how many you would have to match to win these tickets, and then we realized we don't care.
Yeah.
So let's just play the game. It just doesn't even matter. Mariah Match Game, are you ready to go?
Sure.
So stars, when you have your answer, please buzz in. Just you don't care about that either. Just buzz in however you want to buzz in. Say your name, make a noise.
Okay.
Whatever. So Hot Ryan.
Yeah.
I just read that Mariah's on fire. So it was on the internet, so it must be true. But if Mariah's on fire, I don't know if this means that she's off her meds a little or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. It's not Madonna level or anything, but last night Mariah sang "All I Want for Christmas Is Blank." I just read that Mariah's on fire. And if it's on the internet, it must be true. Last night, she sang "All I Want for Christmas Is Blank." Now, don't give your answer until we ask for it. Kayla's in.
Zoinks!
Spence is in.
Yeah!
Little Jess is in. I just read that Mariah's on fire. And if it's on the internet, it must be true. Last night she sang, "All I Want for Christmas is blank."
Wine.
Wine. All I want for Christmas.
Okay. Wine.
Is wine. Spence?
Jedi said, fireman. All she wants for Christmas is a fireman.
Is a fireman.
Yeah, because she's on fire.
No,
she's on fire. Seems logical to me.
All right. No, it makes sense now that you explain it. Because at first, not so much.
Shut up, dummy.
Sorry. Wow.
That wasn't very nice.
That wasn't very nice at all. No match there. Kayla?
I said all she wants is another billionaire.
Another billionaire. Pretty good answer. But...
Next contestant, please.
Lil Jess?
Eminem.
All I want is Eminem. Hold on.
Like the
callback.
Rapper?
An early 2000s callback.
Ah, that's right.
An early 2000s callback.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eminem, remember?
Oh, very good.
Well, no matches there. I'm sorry. Let's go on to question number two. Mariah Carey's neighbor complained, "Every time she hits that high note, I think it's my blank." Mariah Carey's neighbor complained, "Every time she hits that high note, I think it's my blank."
Zoinks!
Yeah!
Oh, everybody's in. Now it's up to you, Hot Ryan. Mariah Carey's neighbor complained every time she hits that high note. I think it's my...
cat being run over by a car.
Let's go with cat. Anything matching cat being run over by a car. Kayla, we'll start with you. Mariah Carey's neighbor complained every time she hits that high note. I think it's my...
I put tea kettle.
Tea kettle. That's adorable.
I know. Damn, I'm
Lil Jess.
I put my wife.
I know it's my wife.
Ooh.
Well, saucy. That's, you know what? That's a good answer.
Good, right?
Yeah, it's not.
The her.
Spence.
After you referred to Kayla's answer as adorable, I regrettably say tea kettle.
Did you really say tea kettle?
Yeah. That's funny.
You said you of all people said tea kettle.
Yeah. The only thing that came to mind when I thought of a high screechy noise like
I was going to say cat too. I was going to be like cat tail or something like that.
Should have done it.
Damn it.
No match. No match.
Dang it.
We're almost there, Hot Ryan. We're almost there.
No match on that one either.
There.
Sorry.
No.
All right. Well, now it's really coming down to it. You just need to match one, I think. Mariah Carey said, "I never should have dated that Australian billionaire." What was his name? James Packer?
Yes.
Wasn't that dude's name Packer? "I never should have dated that Australian billionaire. The first time we got intimate, he brought his blank to bed." Mariah Carey said, "I never should have dated that Australian billionaire. The first time that we got intimate on his boat." Remember, they were always on his boat.
That's true.
on his sex boat. The first time that we ever got intimate, he brought his blank to bed.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeehaw!
Okay.
I was Googling.
What are you looking at?
I was Googling to make sure I knew what I was talking about.
To me, there's an obvious answer, but I don't know. Mariah Carey said, "I never should have dated that Australian billionaire, Hot Ryan. The first time that we got intimate, he brought his blank to bed."
His debit card. I don't know.
Oh.
On his debit card? He's an Australian billionaire. Kayla, what did he bring to bed?
His kangaroo!
His kangaroo! You know what? I'm just going to... Because that's the answer, isn't it? Spence?
Chad, I said didgeridoo.
Okay.
Oh, didgeridoo.
You know what? You're just slightly more intelligent than most. And yeah, and that was that's a very smart answer.
And it's funny because it's didgeridoo.
It's the right.
Shut up, dummy.
Lil Jess?
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo was the answer. All right.
So funny.
I didn't catch the Australian part, I guess.
Australian billionaire is a kangaroo. You know what, though? Like we said earlier, we don't really care. We're giving you tickets to go see Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas Is You next Friday at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Congratulations. And thank you for playing Mariah Match Game on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
This feels like one of those bits that comes around. This feels like one of those bits that comes around about once every 6 months, once a year, or whatever. And this one is, and it's reared, literally, it's reared its ugly head yet again. I was totally shocked when his picture came up, because I know for a fact that he's married on a dating app, on Tinder, on whatever. I swiped right so I could message him. I wrote, "You're in trouble." And he wrote back, "So are you. Why did you match?" which is a great response. Shut up. You're in trouble too. I said, capital letters, "Why are you even on here?" He didn't write back. So now we're in, oh, they work together?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now we're in the office. He's been weird around me. There was a descriptive word that we can't say on the radio. And I don't even know what to say to him. I've met his wife at holiday parties, but we're not close or anything. Is this a not my business thing, or do we need to actually talk about it? Is it going to be awkward from now on? He is also in a more senior position than I am.
Oh.
Does that matter at all? Yes. To me, it does. I really just want to tell him off, but do we have to, but we do have to work together every day. And it might make things tense, or I don't know. It's just weird. Should I tell? Do you have an obligation? Kayla uses the word obligation a lot. That's what you said. Do you have an obligation to tell?
So I put myself in this situation. I think about someone at work that if I had matched with them on Tinder or whatever, and I'm thinking about one specific person of mine, if I'd seen that, I probably could not tell him, but I'd want to tell.
What person are you thinking of? What person?
I don't want to tell you. I'm
well, yeah, but you open the door. You can't.
Well, because
just
I'm just trying to paint a picture of my own life.
Mouth
if it was
me.
This person,
COD corner office Dan.
What the hell, man?
Why? What's the big deal?
No, I picture that scenario. It's not that scenario. I just picture that scenario in my head. So if that was a circumstance, I would want to say something, but I don't have the guts to. That's the problem.
You've already said something though online. Correct.
You've said something to something to him.
I'm clarifying.
Yeah, you're in trouble. So are you.
I'm clarifying that we're talking about saying something to that person's significant other, their wife or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't be able to. I don't. Knowing me, I wouldn't be able to. But I'd so want to.
How are you going to? Wait, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of questions for you. 702-364-9898. Bonus points if this has happened. You match. You match with a married coworker on a dating app. What do you do? What do you do? Or do you go ahead and just match up and now you've got sweet, sweet blackmail on a number of levels? It's up to you.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I knew somebody would come through on this one. You've matched with a married coworker on a dating app, or you saw him on Tinder or whatever. What do you? She is actually, and I realize this is a little inside baseball, but there's a group of listeners that they call themselves the P1 Pals, and they're the hardcores of the hardcore.
Yeah.
And there's a football pick'em league where you just pick the games, who wins, who loses, no point spread, nothing like that. This lady right here, Saudi, number one.
Yes.
Right, and it's not even close. A comfortable lead for Saudi. And this is actually... And this has happened to you.
Not as close.
It's not as
close. Yes, it happened.
It happened to you. Was it a boss?
No, it was just a coworker, another person in the service industry, and I was on the dating app, and he was there. I saw his picture, and I didn't swipe. I didn't say anything, and actually, he didn't say anything to me either until we saw each other at work one day, and he casually mentioned it and actually called me out, which was shocking because I was like, but aren't you married? And yeah, it was kind of
that was flirting.
Like,
no, that's what you do. You attack the person for what you're doing wrong. So then, you know, that's how you do it.
You don't think he was flirting?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I shut it down so quickly. But what's awkward is that we go out and we'd have drinks and stuff and we'd all hang out. And sometimes his wife would join us. But I knew he was very unhappily married. And as much as I think it's an absolutely horrible thing to do, it wasn't my business. Like, I'm not friends with her. I don't condone it. I'm not going to support it. But I'm also, it's not my place. Like, I don't know their real story. I don't know their life. I don't know what kind of drama they have. So I pray for her. That's all I could do. Like, right. I'm not getting it.
Right. Yeah. Saudi, you're the best. Have a great day.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you.
I don't love you so much because you're kicking my ass in this.
you'll be fine, but I'm going to keep kicking your ass.
Yeah, that's probably true. Dominique, you say don't tell the wife. In fact, how would you even find the wife? That's the thing. What do you go
social
on?
Social media,
the
whatever.
Company directory?
That's the thing. You don't know the wife, so you have no loyalty to her. And then you never know what they have going on. In today's world, they could be looking for a third or for a girlfriend. You never know.
But don't you have to specify that, like, in your profile? I'd assume, let's assume it's Tinder because it's pretty much a very common one. In that profile, it would say, looking for a third. It's sort of like a guy just gets on there, a married man, if you were looking in that circumstance.
Kayla does love her rules and guidelines.
Well, I'm just saying,
aren't
that's the circumstance.
You required to divulge ahead of time?
No. It doesn't have to be on there because I've actually had, like, somebody try to recruit me to their relationship, and it didn't say, like, me and my wife are looking for a third. They simply messaged me and said, hey, are you into, like, being in a threesome? I'm like, no. No, thank you.
How hot are you?
I'm out. Dominique, thank you. Angie and Henderson, yeah, you say shut your mouth.
Absolutely. That is not your business.
Yeah, mind your business. I will add this to it. Go to HR. And I'll tell you why.
No, this is fast. Hang on a second.
I'm curious.
Can you hold that thought?
Yeah.
Can you hold that thought? Angie in the Southwest, Debbie in the Southwest, who also says do not tell. I'm interested. Why? Go to HR, says Spencer.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep stringing this thing out. You could save $1,500 a year. If you're a couple with two kids, it's about $1,500 a year with a simple change in the way you buy groceries.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'll share the secret with you. It's like experts and scientists and whatnot. Finally, one of these things that's not trying to cure cancer that makes sense. You know what I mean? All the time these people are like, well, they did a study. The research shows. And you're like, why are they spending money on this?
Yeah.
There are people who are dying that need your help. And yet you're trying to find out why we prefer, I don't know, green grapes over red grapes. You know what I mean? Who cares? Finally, something you can use.
Exactly.
But so this thing popped up. They match on the dating site. They work together. He's married. And so a lot of people just go, hey, mind your own business. This has happened to a few people before. A lot of people say, mind your own business. And Spence says, no, go to HR. Why?
It's simple, just to protect yourself. you're not trying to get him in trouble. It's mind your business on the thing with his wife. You want to let HR know in case this guy wants to try to protect his relationship and shut you up by getting you fired. You let somebody else know that this is going on and that this is what you found to protect yourself.
Especially if it's a superior.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mainly, if only just to disappear. I had a similar situation, but I found out that that a manager was sleeping with my girlfriend, and the boss of his boss would have fired me. He was an unethical POS, but I had protected myself that he couldn't Because.
And he was aligned with the other guy. And yeah, so they would have conspired and you would have been gone.
Right. So protect yourself. But then mind your business. It's his problem, not yours.
Gotcha. Well, that's smart.
The way the world is, man. Protect yourself.
You got to protect yourself anymore. It's like, wow.
Angie in the Southwest. So you match with a married coworker on a date app. What do you do?
Start an affair. Woo! Young with West.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's nighttime. Golden Knights back at home. Is it just me or does it feel like they've been on the road forever?
Yeah, they had, a five-game stretch or whatever it was.
So oh, was it that many? Yeah. So they have been gone for a while. It just, I was like, oh, my God, home game tonight. Thank God.
Yeah.
Right.
It felt like they were gone for a lifetime. Chicago's coming to town. Chicago has never beat us.
Nope.
But we're weird this year, too.
We're hot, and then we're not.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, we're rubbing off you on UNLV basketball. But we can't win in overtime. UNLV hasn't been able to win in overtime.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Interesting parallel. If you want to save money on groceries, I know this is counterintuitive. You should go shop more often and buy smaller amounts. The average family of four wastes over $120 a month on food, $31 per person. If you're a couple with two kids, $1,500 a year you waste just by. So if you go more, because we tend to overbuy.
It's true.
You go and you buy a bunch of meat, you buy a bunch of produce and all that kind of stuff. You only go, like once a week or twice a month.
Well, right. I think about just me and my boyfriend. We don't even have kids at all. And I'll buy chicken and I'm like, well, it's been a couple of days. Can't cook it now. And we'll toss it out, unfortunately.
Ideally, that's it. That's the whole thing. And ideally, they say you should hit the store daily and only buy food for that day. No one's doing that.
No.
I mean, and if you are, you're a unicorn. Congratulations. You're better than the rest of us. Good for you. We're super proud of you. The rest of us aren't doing that.
No.
But they do say once or twice a week, better than once or twice a month.
Yeah. I go, especially for produce, I have to go every other day.
And once you get in the habit, then you might also save money by not ordering out as much.
That's true.
And then you'll be healthier too. They also say just be careful about having groceries delivered. A lot of stores offer that, but doing a bunch of mini deliveries won't make sense because then you'll get your savings eaten up in fees.
That's right? True. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like $5. Was it $5?
I like going to the grocery store anyway, so but I don't have kids to deal with. A little different.
I like to pick out my own stuff. Here's a funny thing, which brings up another related issue. So I said, hey, we should do this delivery thing because then you don't have to worry about it. I says this to my wife. She goes, no way. I would never do that. And I go, why not? She goes, because I want to pick out my own bananas. I don't want somebody picking out the meat. I don't want somebody else picking out. And my wife is one of those people, too. She will never, ever, ever. And honestly, she's got me to. She does it now, so I do it.
Yeah.
She never takes the thing off the front of the shelf. She reaches behind and gets another one.
Oh, I'm so bad about that now. It's good for me anyway, but I'll make sure I dig through and then I'm like, all right, very last one. Thank you. That's the longest date. I appreciate it. So,
and it makes sense in a way because your wife's a chef that she'd want to pick it out. But I'm not a chef and I'm the same way. No one's picking out my bananas.
No.
Well, so to that end, and it just got me thinking, because that is her thing, she's very, if there's food that's displayed in a case, if we go to a different town and there's a bakery, she'll be like, hey, let's stop in there. Cause my wife was a pastry chef on the strip for a long time. And, she'll go, I want to go check their cases. I don't even know what I'm looking for, but I'm okay. We'll do that. But I got an eye for marketing and stuff like that. I find myself doing it because she does it. I also realize, if I walk into a grocery store and they're playing a song, I'm like, what the hell are they doing playing this? And why?
Oh, you're overly critical of it.
If I'm at a wedding, wedding DJ, I'm evaluating you and not in the way that you're hoping.
Right.
It's funny.
We've all been in this industry. We've all been to a wedding and the DJ cranks it up a notch because they think they're about to get discovered.
They find out what you do.
Oh, boy.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
At 702-364-9898, because of your job, what do you automatically notice?
Oh, I know.
Anytime anybody's playing music, anytime I evaluate PA announcers, I evaluate anybody on stage.
That's funny.
I found out that I do it a lot. I notice a lot of stuff that probably most people don't because of this job and the stuff that I do. I just envision that it's that way for everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're an esthetician, you know, wow, how about that word? You notice people's skin. If you're a hairdresser, you know, that kind of thing. Call us right now, would you? Sorry if
it's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, we're totally not the only ones. What do you notice just because of what you do for a living? What do you find yourself picking up on? And I do this. I do it a lot. My wife can tell you three steps of walking into. In fact, hey, let me bring it. Hot Ryan just played Mariah Match Game a little bit ago. my wife can tell a dirty restaurant within a step and a half inside the door. Same with you?
Oh, yeah. It's so ingrained in me because I did it for so long that I will notice, oh, that table hasn't been bussed in a really long time, or they got that after us and greeted before us. Like, the internal timing that I have, you know, you have 2 minutes to greet the table and 2 minutes to bring them their drinks. Like, that clock still goes off even when I haven't been a server for years, but it's so ingrained in my DNA that I can't turn it off.
Yeah, in the same way.
Your time as bartender?
Yeah. They don't come up to you, and then 2 minutes, I'm like, what's going on? You start looking around, you're like, who's the server? And then you see someone's leaning, and you're like, that's my server. She's not coming. It's bad.
Yeah. Do you note a bad cocktail?
Yeah, I know when they don't take into what you ask for. So, like, I always order a single tall vodka soda lime. I want a single shot in a tall glass. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me when I go somewhere and the bartender's like, well, I'm still going to give you so much. I'm like, I specifically ordered a single tall because I don't like my drink tasting like rubbing alcohol the whole time.
Oh, and they think they're doing you a favor by overpouring.
It really bothers me.
Like, dudes are like, yeah, I made a stiff one. Girls are like, Teresa, what else can you add on to that? Teresa in Northtown, hey.
Hey. Hey there. Yeah, I'm a cocktail waitress, and so I notice, like, if people don't greet me and smile, and it just bothers me too much. and I notice it when I go into casinos, like, how they present themselves, and so. But I can understand, Chet. My husband is a butcher, so every time we go in the grocery store, he has to check the case out.
Yeah. And I'll bet he goes, and I wouldn't know to save my life, but I bet he goes, yeah, you know what? They didn't cut that, right?
Oh, for sure. It's like he picks up every, like, meat thing, and he's like, oh, wow, this is bad. It's so crazy.
It's got to be irritating, too, because you're looking at, it's like we go somewhere else, and I listen to a radio station. I go, oh, my God, that's awful. That's just awful what they did there. And you're like, sounds fine to me.
Yeah, they don't care. It's the same Shawn Mendes. Yeah. They don't get same Post Malone, whatever. Rhoda on the east side, your husband does what?
He used to work for Budweiser as a merchandiser. Uh-huh. So he'd do the displays for Budweiser.
Oh, okay.
So whenever we go to the grocery store, he looks at the displays and sees, oh, well, this is out of place and this is out of place.
And why is that next to that? Because there's, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like he'll look at the born. It's called the born date when they were brewed.
Okay.
The beer was brewed, and then he'll fix it to where the oldest ones were. You know, so you get rid of the oldest ones that were born later.
I don't know.
It's like an OCD thing. He likes to fix their display, and he doesn't work there anymore.
I spend a ridiculously short amount of time working at a grocery store, and I will still. When you turn the labels out, they call it flashing. I will still flash cans and not even think about it. But it's just something that I learned when I was 15. So it's like, whatever.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Different things trending this morning. Of course, we just talked about it a minute ago. John Legend is people's sexiest man alive. We give thumbs up on all that. He's sexy. You know what?
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
I didn't realize how sexy he was until, like, they pointed out. I'm like, you know what? He's a sexy man.
And it's a bit of a change in that he's not like the Rock where he's built. I've never thought of him as sexy from a body perspective.
If I ask you What's one that you just never got? Because Lil Jess brought it up earlier. Blake Shelton, you didn't quite.
Yeah,
quite
I didn't
get
quite
it.
Get that.
Didn't quite get it.
Yeah,
well, I get it.
He's attractive, yeah, handsome man.
He's yeah. tall.
Sure,
he's
sure.
got a southern drawl.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we don't need to fight for it because they already gave him the yeah. award. Idris Elba, I never quite got it. Idris Elba's a very good-looking man. I dig him. I like Idris Elba. I was like, but the absolute sexiest.
I met him at the Thor junket years ago when it
Sexy?
First came out. Tall, just commanding.
Were you turned on?
Ah. I'm like, this man is genetically superior to me.
But were you turned on? Answer the question, sir. I'm sorry. I'm in the impeachment hearings mode. So answer the question, sir.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was, sir.
Oh, by the way, also in the news today, Washington, D.C. I love this place. Washington, D.C. bar serving subpoena coladas.
That's funny.
Oh, that my awesome. God. It's the greatest thing. A ton of cocaine and other, literally a ton, 2,000 pounds worth of cocaine and other drugs have washed up along the French Atlantic coast. Officials have been closing beaches and posting warnings to keep people away from the areas. They've also been patrolling to ensure no one walks off with any of the drugs. One 17-year-old was found with a 5-kilo pack.
Of course he was.
Oh, he was man. Like, he's like, I'm rich.
He's yeah. got to pay for college somehow, that's right?
That's it. That's it. Disney Plus. Everybody's all excited about Disney Plus. And everybody's very sad. Just oddly, this is a much bigger outcry than I expected. Because apparently they have fired the entire cast of The Days of Our Lives. Oh my.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
So they film it way in advance. You were talking about this. They film it way in advance.
Yeah, so they've got a bunch in the can to end the season. So a lot of times they do this so that the cast can go on holiday.
Yeah.
Honest to God, I didn't even know that Days of Our Lives was still on. But it kind of got me all nostalgic. Your mom's very upset about it.
My mom loves Days of Our Lives. She watches it every afternoon, and she is going to cry when she hears it. She hasn't heard the news yet. She's been working. She left here last night. Las Vegas, flew home, is working this morning.
To Florida.
She has no...
Flew all night.
Yeah. Has no idea that Days of Our Lives may be getting canceled.
Yeah, and they may not as well. They're on hiatus, but they've got enough shows, and they'll decide sure. whether they're going to renew it.
Yeah, they said everybody comes back at a lower salary. Worst case scenario, they lose half the cast. Best case scenario, everybody comes back lower salary. That's not the point to this.
Okay.
The point to this is, so Kayla's mom, you'll always remember that she watched Days of
I was Life. Named after this show. My brother and I were named after this show. My mom
after
loves it.
Characters on the show?
Yeah, Bo and Kayla were brother and sister on the show. We were named wow! after this show.
Shut the front.
I didn't know that.
Mind blown. And you're blushing. That's how I know it's true.
It's like,
that's funny.
I grew up with this show, man.
It just brought to mind, my mom, it's one of my earliest memories. My mom watched General Hospital and One Life to Live. They came on after each other. I just remember that when I was a little kid. Mm. My grandfather, my mom's dad, religiously watched Price is Right. We believe that he was perving out on Barker's Beauties.
Could have been the only one.
And he was losing his hearing, you know, as he got
yeah.
older. Losing his hearing. TV was at ear-splitting volume.
God.
But I would watch. I just remember as a little kid sitting with my grandpa watching Price is Right because I loved Bob Barker when I was mm-hmm. a kid, which explains a lot of why who I am today.
Exactly.
So my blank always watched blank. Who from your past or even now, if you go, Kayla's mom always watches Days of Our Lives.
Yeah,
my grandfather. Always watched Price is Right. My mother, my grandmother on my dad's side, always watched Lawrence Welk.
Oh, okay.
I guess maybe it's even more in the realm of, like, you would have never watched it on your own.
No.
But because they did, you did.
My mom watched MASH. She watched every episode named Birds After the Characters, all of it.
This could be...
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now your workday starts commercial-free with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. I love these guys.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's iconic, too. It's just the theme song alone. I always thought this guy had a deeper voice.
Yeah.
It's
like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I wonder if they changed that.
I think they did. Isn't that definitely deeper than that now.
It's deeper than this now?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was deeper before. And this sounds like they switched it out to like the lead character.
Yeah, it sounds like the one of the actors.
Oh. Speaking of someone that watched it.
I watched
Days of Our Lives on Monday because, again, my mom has to watch it. So we watched it together on Monday, and it was definitely not that guy. So.
Amnesia? Was there amnesia?
Of course. Someone just woke up from amnesia.
I was kidding. Glad to see that storyline still alive and well.
Yes.
Amnesia was a good
50s.
One.
What? Or that wasn't you. That was my twin.
Yeah,
or whatever
it
is.
Twin.
I don't know.
One girl is pregnant. Just update real quick. One girl is pregnant and she knows which one the father is, but she's trying to hide it from him because the other guy's going to help her get rich. So there's that new dialogue.
Awesome. First thing that pops into your head, because I know we were talking about my blank, always watch blank. Full disclosure, I think we're having a phone issue again. I have said, let's not worry about this right now. Please fix the phones in the next 10 minutes because we're giving away Lizzo tickets
for
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
That's right.
Otherwise, we'll just go out the back door and we'll yell. Whoever yells back wins. Honestly,
No.
Why not?
Just means somebody just at Pulte like Homes is going to win.
Yeah, right. Awesome.
Or Lyft.
If they're listening.
Right?
Ha-ha. Ah. See? Okay, but. If we went to your wife, Stephanie Spence. We went to Stephanie and we said, Spence always watches. What do you think would be the first thing that she would say? Spence always watches.
Casino and or Goodfellas.
Like daily?
If it's on, it's on. Anytime I see it.
Interesting.
But outside of that, it'd be hockey.
Oh, hockey works.
Hockey would be more of a daily thing.
Hockey works.
If your wife was to do the same thing.
Family Feud.
Family Feud. Steve Harvey's so good.
Hours. Yeah. Hours.
I watch it for hours too, yeah.
I generally work two, three, you know, just some through the afternoon. And it's for sure if she didn't say Family Feud, for sure she would say Game Show Network.
Really?
I love it. Yep.
Yeah. You like the hosts.
I love it. No, I really don't anymore.
No?
I kind of. Like Joey Fatone's doing a decent job. And then the one guy from the Pitch Perfect movies. he's got a show that I kind of dig the show, but he's stiff. I don't know. But Steve Harvey's great. If we ask Buddy, Kayla always watches
dumb shows.
Shut up. That's rude.
No, I know what it is. Hallmark.
Christmas movies.
Lifetime?
He will say that, or it will be always watches Riverdale, because I'll watch that. I'll rewatch season after season. Doesn't matter. And it's only been around for like 3 seasons. So I'll just sit there and watch it for hours.
That's funny.
Wow. Well, Jess, if we ask Dwayne, if we ask your kid, my mom always watches
Stranger Things.
Just that's over good. And over.
Yeah, we're watching the 3rd season again, and we'll probably watch the 1st season next week all over again.
I listen every morning.
You can take Jet, Spence, and Kayla to work with you as we kick off your workday each weekday with commercial-free music.
Love it.
The Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait, before we do anything, thank you to our buddies at Centennial Toyota for the special Jet Buchanan Show shirts. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. And everybody thanks you because they love the shirts. They're very soft, very comfortable. And strangely enough, I don't know if you know this. We did not pay for this. We did not pay for this research. So don't have to feel bad. Somebody just did it on their own time. You are 39% hotter wearing a Chet Buchanan Show shirt.
It's a fun fact for you.
I don't know if you're aware of that. Good looking tie fit and shirts. And thank you to our friends at Terrible Herbst. Stop by any Terrible Herbst. You have a chance to win $1,000 every day in November, 60K in 60 days. And you can donate to Toy Drive. And it's easy, and it's almost kind of fun, especially if you're paying with a credit card, because we all know that's not real money. just go ahead and just punch the big one. I punched the $10 one last night just to see if the person behind the counter would notice, and she was so excited.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you. The kids will appreciate you. And I went, lady, you have no idea.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown is back.
Yeah.
Woo. Who's contestant number one, Lil Jess?
Shelly Coward of Silverado Ranch.
Oh, really? Our old friend Shelly Coward.
Shelly.
Hi, Shelly. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Good, good. What's your buzzer going to be?
Ka-ka, ka-ka.
Yeah, we better make this quick because it sounds like the phones are about to
take
a dump again. Who's contestant number two?
Crystal Montoya from the East Side.
Hey, Crystal, what's your buzzer going to be?
Rebels.
That's a good one.
Good buzzer.
And by the way, y'all should thank Lil Jess right now because we are going to do a consolation prize today. Lizzo for the champion. Lizzo tickets for New Year's Eve as 98.5 KLUC and radio.com present Lizzo New Year's Eve at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. And we have tickets for Playing with Fire with John Cena while it's in theaters. And consolation prize will be those tickets. Courtesy of Lil Jess. We're bringing it up because she was like, hey, forget about these. I'm like, I don't know. She goes, why don't we give them away now? That's sharp.
Brilliant.
That's sharp thinking right there. Mm-hmm. That's forward thinking. Kayla or Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
Which legendary soap opera just let all their cast members out of their contracts?
Shelly.
Days of Our Lives.
Shelly Coward says Days of Our Lives. Is she right? Yes, she is. And if you had been listening 15 minutes ago, you would have heard us talking at length about that.
Mm-hmm.
So your mom still doesn't know?
She has no idea that this is happening. She's going to be devastated.
Actually, don't tell her. Wait, just see if she can, how long she lasts until she finds out.
Oh, I'm sure she'll go home and try to watch it, and then she'll go, oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's on until, like, February.
Yeah,
right?
they've got a bunch of shows in the can. They're fine through the season.
Yeah, they're taped way ahead.
Okay, good.
That was the deal. They were like, here, we'll release you out of your contract.
I just didn't know if they would say anything like, no, just to let you know, like the news or something.
All right, one zip, Shelly. Here's question two.
Jonah Howard King will play which major Disney prince? Is that Prince Charming, Prince Eric, or Prince Philip?
Rebels!
Shelly again.
Prince Charming?
It's funny how Shelly is so quiet and Crystal's so loud. That's really awesome. Which one did you say, Charming?
Yes.
Charming.
No.
Nope, sorry.
Crystal, is it Eric? Prince?
Wow. Rude.
Crystal, fine then. Don't listen to all your choices. You got Eric, and that's what you're stuck with. And thank goodness, because you're right. We are tied at 1-1 heading to the all-important third and final question. So all we have to do is make it worth one big, giant game-winning point.
So who is People Magazine's sexiest man alive for 2019?
Shelly.
John Legend.
Yeah, if you're going to buzz in like that, you probably better have it right. Is it John Legend? Dramatic pause, even though we all know. Sure, man. Yeah, you're the winner. What happened to my Price is Right music? My Price is Right music has suddenly disappeared. There it is.
Go.
Yeah, but it was literally gone. There was nowhere to do it.
Oh, no.
You're the winner. Congratulations. But everybody wins. So Shelly's going to Lizzo on New Year's Eve at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Ooh. Crystal, you're going to go see smoking hot John Cena, even hotter, in the movie Playing with Fire in
awesome.
Theaters.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so everybody wins today on Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Yay!
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla first.
Mine is going to go to Chrissy Teigen because she won Twitter today. I'll tell you that much. So for those that don't know, her husband, John Legend, is the sexiest man alive 2019. And she put out on Twitter this morning, my secret is out. I fulfilled my dream of having blanked people's sexiest man alive. What an honor. So Chrissy Teigen, she's you won Twitter awesome. And today you is
the greatest person in the world.
I was going to double down on the Adam Sandler thing and I just can't do it because we just did that a second ago. The other story that was in the running for good feeling story of the day today is about 9-year-old Alex Fisher and her 6-year-old sister Caroline. They live in Charlotte, North Carolina. For the past few years, they've been raising money to pay for other families' Thanksgiving dinners. They're 9 and 6.
Wow.
2 years ago, their mom wanted to donate a box, one box of Thanksgiving supplies to a local mission that hands out food to families in need. Each kid included things, you know how it goes, stuffing, green beans, stuff to make an apple pie. Alex says one box isn't enough, wanted to donate 10. Again, Alex, 9 years old. Wanted to donate 10. Then last year, they upped their goal, raised a bunch of money online, donated 130 boxes of stuff.
That's amazing. Wow.
Including 50 frozen turkeys. So this year, they've upped their goal again to include a turkey with every box. And last we heard, they're up to 108 full Thanksgiving meals with 2 weeks left to go. They raised some of the money selling lemonade. How 1950s Americana, back to a simpler time, right. Is that? You know what I mean? We sold lemonade. And they got the rest online. Obviously, it's a lot of work. Obviously, the mom is involved as well. She says, the mom. She never quite expected it to get that big. So they've had to kind of adjust their operation a little bit, get a little bit of help, stuff like that. But she hopes that they'll keep doing it for years to come. It's really amazing. So 9-year-old Alex, 6-year-old Caroline, and unnamed mom in Charlotte, North Carolina. Good on you. You just might be
the greatest person in the world.
We were talking earlier this morning about how hardcore people were on day number one of Disney Plus, and I didn't see this until just now. I love Disney Plus. It worked perfect for me. I watched Noelle, and it's the very first thing they watched because we asked, what was the very, because you go through and all of a sudden,
like, what am I going to do first?
Like, oh, Brave New World. It's like, I can watch any of it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter. So, and at some point, see, it would take me a half an hour to make a choice.
What?
It would take me
so much there.
Actually, I'd watch Miracle. That's easy. For me, I'd watch Miracle. But just knowing that I had all the stuff, it would take a minute. She watched Noelle first. Then she watched the new version of Lady and the Tramp. I did not want to go to work and almost called in sick. However, I couldn't take it anymore. Took an extra long lunch hour and watched Coco.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
I thought Coco was one of those things that wasn't on there.
I thought I read that too. My favorite tweet from yesterday was, I got a brand new babysitter and it cost $6.99 a month.
Yep. Who is our final exam contestant?
Tierra King from the Southwest.
Hey, Tierra. So I think we... Do you agree, John Legend, people's sexiest man alive, or your sexiest man alive? Do you agree?
I have to agree, honestly. He is a legend. It is in the name.
It is true. You make a solid point right there. Everybody's a number two to Ryan Reynolds for me every year, all the time. But that's my own issue. However, Blake Shelton is also very much in favor of John Legend being people's sexiest man alive. And what did he get him to commemorate?
Denim booty shorts.
Denim booty shorts. Here we go to the
So you already
audio.
Came into this show with an EGOT.
Yes.
And then you won The Voice, so it became a VGOT.
Okay.
Now you have
a VGOTSMA.
Oh, the VGOTSMA. Congratulations, oh buddy.
A VGOTSMA. I don't know what to say. I want to thank people, of course.
Honestly, what do you say to denim booty shorts? When he says, I don't know what to say, I think he really meant
this. People magazine, but mostly I want to thank Blake Shelton because I sat next to him for the last few months and I learned his sexy ways.
Solid. Congratulations, Alessi Acara, on Friday night. You're going.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you.
Always.
All right. Have a great day. Hang on 1 second. By the way, the party doesn't have to stop now, y'all. Radio.com. Anytime, anywhere, literally around the world. If you want to listen to this radio station and you've got internet access, pow, pow. It's done. Just search 98.5 KLUC. And we will see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Go Knights, go. It's right.
Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.